Hello everyone, and welcome to my review of Impossible. In a way, there's something rather appealingly old-fashioned about this show, like a return to my childhood when variety and summer seasons proved so popular with audiences. Eight magicians come together here in one production to produce some often mind-boggling tricks, illusions, escapology and acts of daring that makes for a thoroughly entertaining evening and covers the whole gamut of the magician's art. Among them we have the sleight-of-hand close-up magic of Ali Cook, which is helpfully projected onto screens around the auditorium, the physical stunts of Jonathan Goodwin, mind-reading from Chris Cox, and Jamie Allen bringing the art into the 21st century with some neat trickery involving iPads. It gets off to a bit of an underwhelming start, though, with not all the magicians seeming that comfortable with patter to the audience. But that picks up with the appearance of mind reader Chris Cox, showing a neat line in self-deprecating comedy that certainly gets the crowd on side. And the show never seems to overcome the problem of bringing the performers' different styles together as a cohesive whole. It can't make up its mind whether to be a Vegas extravaganza with its lasers and loud music, or a more stripped-back edgy show in the street style of David Blaine and Dynamo. There's an attempt at some sort of narrative with a small boy discovering the wonders of magic, which unfortunately isn't very convincing, and references to legendary magicians of the past, Houdini in particular, but I think it needs a stronger writer to give a better flow. What people have come to see, though, is the magic, and that doesn't disappoint. Even if much of what's on offer here people would have seen before in some form, you still marvel at how it's done and the aplomb with which it's carried off. Jonathan Goodwin creates a sweaty palm moment with a stunt involving a girl and a lethal crossbow, and Ali Cook equally has the audience holding its breath along with him in a stunning twist on Houdini's legendary water tank escape. We see a box folded into a small cube, seemingly with a woman inside, and there's an astounding piece of audience participation, courtesy of Louis de Matos. And both halves end with a big finish in the style of David Copperfield that should leave the audience well satisfied. It needs a bit of work to give some continuity, but Impossible provides great entertainment, pure and simple, and who doesn't want a bit of that? And with The Illusionists opening at the Shaftesbury Theatre on November the 14th and the latest Derren Brown show Miracle at the Palace Theatre a few days before, it seems that live magic is back on the West End menu in a big way. Impossible is currently on at the Noel Coward Theatre and continues until the 29th of August. Thank you for listening. Keep checking back at the website for all my theatre reviews.